Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst at the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Dr. Bassam Damaj, chief executive officer for Apricus Bioscience. The company trades on NASDAQ, and their ticker symbol is APRI. Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Damaj.
It's my pleasure, Juan. Thank you for having me on this
Anytime now. Starting off, give us a brief history and overview of Apricus for some of our listeners here who are new to your story.
Sure. Apricus Biosciences is as you said, listed on NASDAQ. The company has been 14 years in business. We are based in San Diego, California. And the main platform of the company is a drug delivery technology called NextAct, which is now clinically validated with the approval of our first drug, Vitaros, in Canada. And that constitutes the clinical validation needed for drug delivery technologies. It's a company backed by solid management, well-experienced and proven track record, a very strong and diversified pipeline, backed by revenues from our wholly owned subsidiary BioQuant, and it's just an amazing validated technology.
Well, great. And so, yeah, bring us up to speed on Vitaros, which is a topical drug to treat erectile dysfunction, and which you just appointed a manufacturer.
Sure, sure. I mean, this was exciting news for us, since Vitaros was the first topical drug approved on the Western continent for erectile dysfunction. We got the approval of Vitaros on November 12 of this year, so that's very recent news for us. Vitaros is a drug that is actually applied topically to treat erectile dysfunction versus the other drugs that are orally. And the multiple advantages of Vitaros is that it works within minutes, and that is the fastest drug out there that that work for erectile dysfunction. In addition, it is very safe to use versus, you know, the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, where, you know, people with cardiac issues, hypertension, obesity, prostatectomies really cannot take those drugs, are not candidates for those drugs. In addition, it doesn't have the side effects that those have from the headache, chest pain, and so forth. So that's really a breakthrough in the treatment of erectile dysfunction. Vitaros is based on a drug called alprostadil with our proprietary NextAct delivery technology, and that makes a huge difference, since this technology allows from the addition of one small drop to the penis to result in a reaction within a few minutes of its application.
Well, great. And so, yeah, talk to us about a little bit about some of the challenges as you look to commercialize and launch the drug.
Well, our commercialization strategy for the drug is through partnerships so far. So we are working now towards finalizing the partnerships with the different partners in different countries. As you know, we've already partnered with Warner Chilcott in the United States for Vitaros, and we hope to announce our first partnership for Europe before the end of the year, and follow on with the rest of the country. So this has been our commercialization strategy for Vitaros.
Certainly, and so you guys also have your toe in the cancer sector as well as dermatology. But for the purpose of this question, talk to us about some of the trends right now in the sexual dysfunction sector. You know, what the market opportunity is there as well, and you know, how well positioned you believe the company is to capitalize on some of those trends.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the sexual dysfunction market is a huge market, and it's divided into two, the male sexual dysfunction and the female sexual dysfunction. And we have two drugs in this area. Vitaros deals with the male sexual dysfunction area, which is around 3.7 billion market worldwide. So that's a huge market. And from the pre-launch study we did with the urologists in the United States, when we did our market analysis, they said they're going to be prescribing it to 27% of their patients. So you can, project that Vitaros will have a major impact on the market and will capture a good chunk of the market. For the female sexual dysfunction, we actually have Temprox, which just finished the phase 2 in the United States and phase 3 in China, and when we are in discussion with the regulatory agencies in Canada and other places to file for approval. And that has shown great efficacy in treating the female sexual arousal disorder. So the market for the sexual dysfunction is a pretty big market, and we're very strong in that market. And especially now with the approval of Vitaros, that gives us a good market, hopefully recognition and a good market plan in that.
And perhaps you can comment a little bit about the other sectors that you cover, which are dermatology and cancer.
Sure, definitely. I'll start with the cancer. We have a strong pipeline in cancer. Our most advanced candidate is Privanco, which we announced that we filed our SPA phase 3 registration trial in the United States last week. So we hopefully now in the process of negotiating with the FDA to establish the contract for the SPA. The advantage of an SPA phase 3 registration is that once you agree on the endpoint with the FDA, under the law, the FDA has to give you approval to market the drug if you meet those endpoints. And that is a drug that received orphan status already, so we are in a very good position for this drug. This drug is positioned for hepatocellular carcinoma, which is a liver cancer. And as you know, the market from the liver cancer is about $1 billion in the United States alone, and it is actually over $2 billion worldwide. So this is a very large market size, and the only first-line therapy approved now there extends life by a mere 3 months only, and unfortunately everybody at the end does not respond, and they die. So we are very excited about and hopeful about this drug to extend the survival of patients in the disease. And also on the oncology, we have other products in the pipeline that are at a little bit earlier stage. We have our new formulation of the equivalent of Neupogen. As you know, Neupogen is the best seller drug right now for chemotherapy, after chemotherapy, and rituximab and Taxol. So we have a very strong pipeline in oncology. On the infectious disease dermatology side, we have a few other products. The most advanced one on that end is for Mycova, for onychomycosis. And we finished actually three phase 3 trials already, and we are in preparation for filing for marketing approval in Canada, Europe, and the rest of the world. In addition, we have Reva, which is we're moving to file our phase 3 registration trial with the FDA for the treatment of Raynaud syndrome secondary to scleroderma. So we have a very, very exciting pipeline. We have, and the advantage of our pipeline, it's diversified against multiple disease areas, and it is it's really a nice pipeline since we have drugs at now approved for market, drug at the approval stage, products in the phase 3, products in phase 2, and we have products and in phase 1 and preclinical. So we have a very solid and very staggered pipeline.
Well, that's good. And will the company look to make more acquisitions, such as the one of Privanco from earlier in the year, and also Bioquant from last year?
Definitely. This has been our strategy, is to look for opportunities on the market right now. And I think our main focus now is toward doing an acquisition for a specialty pharma's small to mid-sized specialty pharmas, which will give us a good commercialization arm for all those drugs that we're developing. And our hope is to move from partnering drugs right now that we're doing right now into actually commercializing our own drugs and reaping the big benefits and keeping it to ourselves.
Well, good. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Bassam, and talk a little bit about the management team over at APRI.
Definitely. I'm an immunologist by training, and I have a fellow in oncology. So, and before NextMed, actually was the founder and CEO of BioQuant for about 10 years. And before that, I worked on a lot of large companies from international, like Tanabe, Mitsubishi, to Genentech, Pfizer, and other companies. So I've been in the drug development and discovery for a long time. I've run companies for 4 decades, and all the companies I've run been all successful and profitable, and that's what I intend to do with Apicus, is to move it to profitability. It is worth mentioning that, you know, I'm also the recipient of the Congressional Award for developing the first anthrax diagnostic test in 03, which was really exciting for us. The management team that I gathered has really strong background from our R&D group that Dr. Shisha, that comes from companies like Purdue and Forest Lab, to Dr. Martin, who's the VP of chemistry from Exelixis, and Mitsubishi, Tanabe, to our BD people, business development people, who come in from the drug delivery world, like, you know, Halozymes and others, and to Linda Smybert, who comes in from, GSK, Bristol Myers Squibb, and other companies. So we have a very strong, not only development team, but also business development and management on the corporate side, on the strategy side.
Well, good. And so obviously you have the plan of commercialization. And so what are some of the other goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
Yeah. Well, I mean, before I move to the next year, we still have one final goal for this year, really, is to announce our first partnership for Europe for Vitero. So that's what we expect to announce this year. Over the next year, what we're looking for really is to continue increasing the value of the company and working on our dozen products in the pipeline to move them towards approval and to partner those products and generate more revenues. Again, we are working hard on actually partnering our NextAct drug delivery technology with other companies with their own drugs, as this is really be used on a multiple and recurring number of deals. So we have a lot of exciting things we're pushing forward for next year, and hopefully we'll be able to announce that to the public in time.
Certainly. And when it comes to investors and the financial community, Bassam, do you believe that the Apricus Bioscience story, your message, and ultimately the company's upside are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community and investors?
That's a very good question, you know, and when I started with NextMed about a year ago, you know, people never understood what NextMed or now what is Apricus now is, and they always, you know, connected Apricus to a one drug company called Vitero, and never appreciated the strong drug delivery technology that the company has, which resulted in the approval of Vitero and the strong pipeline we have. So one of the main missions that I had since coming on board as the CEO of the company is to educate the market and to show them what the technology is and what the company is. And I think finally we are seeing a good understanding from the market, which is really resulting in the continuous increase in the stock price and the value of the company. Also, we still have a lot of work to do, and we're still pushing on that to keep on the education process. But that was a major thing. The market never understood what is our technology and what is Apricus. And I think now they're seeing the value of it, and they're starting to understand what we have.
Well, great. And so once again, joining us today is Dr. Bassam Damaj, CEO and President for Apricus Bioscience. The company trades on NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is APRI. Is currently trading at $338 a share. The market cap is north of $43 million. And so before we conclude, Dr. Damaj, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe investors should consider Apricus APRI as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I mean, APRI is a good investment on the long term because it has a very strong and validated drug delivery technology. We already have drugs approved on the market. We are so undervalued right now for the pipeline we have and the potential the company has. And you can see from the stock we have gained in less than a couple of months, more than 50% on our market cap. So it is an undervalued company right now, and there's a lot of upside to that company, and the downside is a revenue-generating CRO that backs up with revenue.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress, and I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Bassam, and update our investors on Apricus Bio.
It's my pleasure to be on this call, Juan. Thank you very much for having me.